Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come a-walking for a nice time ramble? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
In this episode, I will give you a very long and rather special vista.
Yeah, very special.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We also bring up some nice time phrases.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe not that nice time.
Yeah.
And then
Dan's got a interesting friend to tell you about.
Weirdo?
Quite weird.
Yeah.
Nice time.
What is it about my friends, eh? Nice time. Please subscribe, follow and share.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Good afternoon and good morning to you.
It is afternoon. I think we're a bit late today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where have we come today, Kel?
We're in Great Kings Hill, aren't we? Are we?
Yeah, Great Kings Hill.
Yeah, I remember the name of the...
Buckinghamshire.
Remembered the name of the place, didn't I?
Yeah.
We're just outside of a little horsey pen. There's a nice time horse in there.
Pen?
It's not pen.
It's Great Kings Hill. That's a local joke for
pen
local
people. Pen is also
people.
A place. P-E-N-N, pen. It is a horsey pen.
That's not a pen.
It is.
It's a paddock.
Oh, it's big.
It's even too big to be. It's a field, really.
It's just a big pen. Yeah. Well, it's not massive, is it? I mean, they couldn't go galloping across that.
Of course they could.
Well, if they galloped, it'd be about three gallops, they'd be on the other side.
It's bigger than that. Okay, let's check out your measurement skills, Kel. How far to the next fence?
About four of them lampposts. That's not a lamppost, is it? It's an electricity thing. What's that thing? What is that stick?
Yeah, like a telegraph pole.
Yeah, that pole. There's about four of them across.
Four?
Isn't it?
No, it's not.
How many of them then?
Four.
How many do you think then? 10? Five? 16?
I'd say that's that long. It's got to be about 10.
It's not as big as your finger.
It's got to be about 10.
You say my measurement's bad.
So yeah, I reckon they could gallop. You know, it's hard for people really to understand the size of this field.
Because we're talking about it.
Because it's an audio format.
They could gallop around it if they knew to not... that knew to turn the corners.
That's what I was thinking. They could go round in a little loop.
Yeah. Actually, it's massive. Thinking about it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny, isn't it? When you think about something, you understand it better.
Get me a saddle. I'm going to go riding that horse. I'm going to have a good canter. I don't know. I don't know about horses.
A good canter.
That's slower than galloping, isn't it? That's
what,
more
what
like
is?
Cantering. It's like, that's trotting.
What's the verb?
Canter.
What do you call me?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's a beautiful
it's
day,
contrived,
isn't it?
Isn't it a lovely day, Kel?
Is that a dog sitting by the horses?
No, it's just some sort of... I can't tell what it is.
It's a motionless thing, actually, isn't it?
Oh, there's another one there with a rider on.
Oh, Hy-Vis. Hy-Vis cunt.
There's no need for that.
Well, they're on high beers, isn't they? Oh, because they're horse riding and that's safety. Okay, that's all right. I don't mind.
They might have been on the road.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think horses should do that anymore. But anyway, so you've...
Never. They can go on the road if they want. Don't be horsist.
But it seems like... It seems asking for trouble.
Just because you got your fast little car. Oh, on the road.
I'm thinking of their safety. I've never once run over a horse.
Well done, you.
I just want that on record.
Do you want a badge?
Blue Peter badge. So
I'm being horrible today, aren't I?
No, not horrible.
Just a bit of a cunt. Right, I've said the C word twice now. Let's be nice.
Yeah, and I've alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't say it. Anyway, I thought it though.
So it's a lovely sunny day. We're outside this pen.
This is what I was going to say.
Yeah, go on. What you're going to say now?
First ramble of the year without a coat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Because the sun's out and it's, you know, a southerly wind's not too bad.
I've got a coat.
But it's not a coat, is it?
What is it then?
That's like a padded shirt.
No, it's not. It's a coat.
Well, if that's a coat, then this is a coat.
It's got zip on it. Well, you're not wearing a coat then, are you?
All right, well, it's not the first ramble of the year without a coat.
No, I'd say you're definitely not wearing a coat. I would call this a coat.
I'm wearing a hoodie with a fleece lining.
I'm quite chilly, actually. I've got about 5 layers on.
Chilly?
Yeah.
No.
It is warmer, though.
Right, which way is it now?
I think we should go the grassy way.
That's the path, isn't it?
So
that's,
I can clean my shoes.
Yeah, we'll have to clean them at the end as well.
They're my new shoes.
Kel's got new... This is just barnstorming, isn't it? Kel's got a new pair of shoes.
Shoe update with Kel.
Yeah, an ongoing theme. But Kel's... you know, regular listeners will know about Kel's feet. And how they're still growing at the age of 36.
They just keep growing.
And it's a birthday coming soon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do you think when you turn 37, you'll have gone up a size?
Possibly.
What size are you today?
I'm now at a 6.5.
6.5.
But I can fit into a 7 if I try.
If you try.
But if I'm in a big mood. But...
Yeah.
Some listeners will know this, but I do struggle with my feet. They're getting wider all the time.
Getting wider all the time.
And I, whenever I buy shoes, they seem to last a few months, then they split at the sides.
Because they're growing so much.
And my feet just want to escape.
Let's
them.
Go over here.
But I found these ones, which my daughter described as like cool school shoes.
Yeah.
And they're really wide. I found them in a charity shop, so they've already been broken in by some sweaty feet. Lucky me.
Yeah, well, lovely.
And they're great, but now I've got them really muddy.
But no, they're doing well. They look quite well made.
They do, don't
they? They look like kickers, if anyone's remembers.
Should I tell you what the make is?
Anyone remembers kickers?
Earthworks. Earthworks.
Oh, well, that's why they're doing well in the mud, because they're from Earthworks.
But I've not heard of Earthworks, have you?
No. They look, you know...
Nice.
They look a bit like kickers. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's boring.
Shall we do a little vista from here?
All right.
We've got a panoramic view. Should we get in the sunshine? Yeah, what about here?
Yeah, all right.
Does that look good? Oh, the sun's gone in, but yeah.
1, 2, 3... It's time for a vista, time for a vista, time for a vista with Kel.
Yeah, nice.
Now, do you know what I quite like? If you're going to copy what I say at home...
Yeah.
Could you do it as digital art, but could you do it like it's a photo?
if you've got like weeks and weeks to do it, yeah.
Yeah, because they'll want to do that.
You want a photo-style digital painting?
Yes, please. No using AI.
I know a guy who used to do that very well.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Just before me, about...
Were your parents?
About 1,000 matchsticks away.
Yeah.
Is...
Which sort of matchstick?
Oh, the little ones.
Little ones, okay.
2 trees.
Yeah.
They're like best buds. They look like they used to be one tree and somebody cut them down the middle and separated them.
And they're about, what, I want to say 15 feet apart.
That's not 50. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, or to put it your way, 100 matchsticks apart.
I reckon they're about 112 years old.
Yeah, they're oaks, aren't they? Are they oaks?
I don't know.
I think they're oaks, but they haven't got any leaves.
Won't know until it's that time.
Nice.
They grow their little acorns.
But yeah, one's growing to the left and not really to the right. And the other one's growing to the right and not really to the left.
Yeah, so it looks like they
all
should
the
be
branches,
one tree.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, they're holding, like they had a little chat about it.
They're holding hands in the middle, though.
I'll grow this way. You grow that way.
Oh, I think trees do that, though, don't they?
Well,
they do chat. I had a tree attack me the other day. Do you know what happened? Trees do gossip, because what happened was...
Were you in Oz?
Nah. No. I was somewhere near... I was in Nature
was it Oz?
Reserve.
No. Were you in Middle Earth? That's where it happened, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're doing.
Middle Earth.
I don't know. What?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I don't go there.
The trees that attack people.
I've not seen it.
You've never seen it?
Well, I have,
oh, you fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, I interrupted.
So this tree attacked me. So this is evidence of how trees communicate. I was further back in the lane, in this nature reserve, yeah?
Right.
And I was heckling a tree.
What are you saying?
I was like, all right, mate, pipe down, stop getting so tall. You're like too tall for yourself, you're going to keel over.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those trees that was really skinny, but it's just like really fucking tall. I was like, just calm it down a bit. Shrink. So anyway, I had to go at it. And then I got further down the lane, and this other tree rained sticks down on my head.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I reckon the mushrooms under the ground passed the information on. They were like, she was having a go at you, mate, sort her out.
Well, it was a common problem. Mushrooms grassing people up.
Fuckers, aren't they?
To the trees.
The bitchy mushrooms.
Yeah.
They want to give their heads a wobble.
Bitchy mushrooms. Pretty good. Yeah. So, have you learnt your lesson, though?
Maybe I shouldn't heckle nature so much.
So much.
I could do it less.
You could do it less. Yeah. Well, people could do things less.
Yeah, they could. Anyway, so we got our two trees. There's a kite swooping behind them. If you want to put that in your photo.
What sort of kite?
A red one.
Yeah, red kite. Not.
Do they have other colour ones?
Not man-made.
Oh, right, yeah, I get you. Red, like, bird.
Look, what I'm aware of is that we mention kites quite a lot because they live around here.
They don't live everywhere, though, do they?
They don't live everywhere. Some people might think, they like flying kites around Buckinghamshire.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Is that a very popular hobby?
We don't see man-made kites as much as the bird ones.
You don't, do you? Especially when there's no wind like today. But anyway, they're red kites and they're very large.
Yeah.
They look a bit eagly, but they're not eagles.
Yeah. Beyond those two trees is a mass of wood. It's quite grey. But different shades of grey. Not like 50.
I'd say there's more than 50.
Don't get slutty now.
No.
But above that is some nice grey clouds. Nice grey clouds.
Nice.
And then above that, above your head, is some nice bubblegum blue sky.
Yeah.
Right, and then back down where the trees are, you got some nice time trees all hanging out together. You go round to your left, and now I'm turning about.
You're going over that side?
So that's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, what?
That's 9. I'm at 9 o'clock now.
9 o'clock, down the path.
Now there's some more tufty trees, but you've got a nice time fence.
How hilly is it, Kel?
There's some cars over there.
There are. How hilly is this area?
It's flat.
Our field is flat, isn't it? But beyond.
Beyond the trees, you want to get that there's a dip.
A dip, a valley.
Valley, so you can see something on the other side, but it's quite, it's not really in focus.
No, it's a bit hazy, and then... Yeah, so you want your hazy background behind the row of trees.
Yeah, and there's a nice green and yellowy field behind it as well.
And how many towns away is that horizon?
I'd go for 2 towns.
I'd say 3.
I'd say 2. I bet the ones you mentioned...
Well, it's agreed to difficult.
Have they got a Greggs? I reckon maybe a village and 2 towns.
Yeah, there isn't actually a town there. It was just how far, you're in that distance... Scale of things.
Yeah.
Average gap of 2 towns.
Two villages.
That's quite a long way, that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a good view.
All right. So we've got... Oh, so nice. There's a sun patch over at 9 o'clock there.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. I'm turning round to like...
What are you going over there for?
Because we're doing 360.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 360 photo, Dan.
Oh, I see. People have to do this 360...
A round piece of art.
So you don't have to get inside
if
the...
If it's digital, it's fine. It can go all the way...
Yeah, you can kind of do that.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to stand inside your canvas like we've done in the past.
Yeah.
Because we had some complaints. We had a lot of emails saying,
oh, I couldn't get out of my canvas.
This just isn't practical, guys.
I'm stuck in my canvas. I'm never going to get out.
These cylindrical canvases, they're a real pain.
And then someone rung up and said, my mate, they've turned into a skeleton. They can never get out of their canvas.
Turned into one.
Yeah. I found them. Yeah. They're just a skeleton.
Trying to claw their way out.
No, they're just holding a paintbrush.
Holding a brush.
Still trying to paint it.
And did they get a look at the painting?
They said it was shit.
So it wasn't even worth it. Okay, well, scrap that. From now on, if we do 360, it's got to be digital.
Which it is now, so it's
fine. From now on.
That's why I thought I'd have another go at it.
Sure.
We had a break.
Yeah, you've thought about it now.
So at 12 o'clock, well, more like, what's 25-2? 25-2.
No, that was 9. This one's 6.
Yeah, but there, that's like 25-2. There's that nice tree that's
7
got its
o'clock.
Arms.
You've got to stick to hours, not minutes, right?
25-2.
No, it's 7 o'clock.
What's this yoga pose that tree's doing?
The tree.
How is it called? The tree?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait.
I don't know where they got the idea.
There's two. That's funny, there's two more behind. They're doing it as well.
They're doing it as well. Yeah, so
actually,
more
that one's a bit more droopy.
More oaks.
Then you carry on round.
Yeah.
There's some tufty dead grass here. Yeah. Oh, there's some houses. There's a pink one.
Yeah, pink house.
At 25 past.
Quite a posh house. It's quite a posh area, actually.
Yeah, and there's a little wooden-y bit.
Yep.
A yellow house, cream house. A chimney
that's
obscured by hedge.
That one's got solar panels on the roof.
Oh yeah, it has. Yeah. Don't
what have we got? What have we got? 3 o'clock.
What that copse?
No, 3 o'clock buildings.
Ah, it's a barn. Is that
that's
a barn?
Some sort of farm, isn't it?
I'd say the green one is a barn.
Yeah, it's a farm. Like it's a collection.
A
collection
farm
of barns,
barn.
Isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a load of barns.
Collection, and then we've got a police helicopter.
Oh yeah. Get that in, that's at about 10.
Oh no, it's not police, it's not blue, it's all yellow.
It's about 10 past.
It's not the Rozzers.
Yellow helicopter.
Yeah. And so we're almost swept round back to the two trees.
Then at 5 past, there's some horses.
It's not 5 past, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh yeah, 1 o'clock.
There's some more horses.
I was just sticking to the 12 o'clock thing.
You said 9 over 9 o'clock. Is it too easy? It's a nice time. Chestnut horses. She likes it. Well, I think we'll leave it there, Cal. It's a lovely vista. Lovely 360.
I think they'll get that all in.
I think, this is the way forward. 360 digital.
Yeah.
Nice time. Yeah, do you remember, Cal?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were a girl?
Yeah.
And you wanted to send an email.
I never sent emails when I was a girl.
You're still a girl.
When I was... Sorry. But I was a young'un.
Yeah.
You had to dial up the internet. I didn't have time for that shit. I didn't send emails.
Can you do an impression of the dial-up sound?
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, there's more to it than that.
And I, you know, we didn't prepare that.
No.
You know, I said this recently, we are in the improv section for a reason.
Oh, that was unrehearsed. That internet.
Can you
noise.
Believe the quality?
I know. I should be an actor.
It's hard to believe.
I'd be really good on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And other improv shows.
If they were on. You have to go to America. I think they're still making it in America.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, you've got a little phrase for you, Cal. We'll see what you think of this one.
Go on.
I'm going to do it in the voice of someone I imagine, the sort of person that would use it, okay?
Okay.
Where's your headspace at? Do you like that one?
Where's your headspace at? All of that I hate. It makes me want to vom.
I bet someone said that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, people have said that to me before.
Do they make you vomit normally?
Yeah, I vomit every time. I carry around
every
a sick
time.
Bowl just in case.
You're holding it back now.
Yeah, I carry around a sick bucket because I just sense that some people might say that to me.
Well, I think when you hang out with the, you know, new age crowd, it's bound to happen, isn't it?
Are you judging my friends?
I'm not judging. I'm
judgmental Dan. Judgmental Dan.
Here she comes. Judgmental Kel. Here she comes.
Do you know, judgmental Kel. I've got a better dance than you to go with it.
Just, like, I think observing is not judging.
No. Bit. No, it's not really that crowd that would say that. I think people have said that before, though.
It's quite a big crowd, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
All your pals that go to loads of festivals.
Yeah.
There must be somebody who's talked about their headspace.
Yeah, I think so.
And where is
that?
It's
that particular sentence, though. Where's
your
headspace?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious where it's at, isn't it?
Yeah, it's here.
It's right there.
Right on my noggin. I like it when people talk about the vibe.
Yeah, vibe. I don't mind the word vibe. I
hate it.
You don't like the word vibe?
Oh, I just get, it's really vibing around here. Or the, it
doesn't really work as a verb.
It's really good vibe. It's like a really good vibe. I don't like it. What's the other time I've heard someone say about vibe? Oh, I don't know if I should mention it, but I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, go on. Go on, Kel.
There's a church near me.
Is that?
Right.
Top of the hill.
Yeah. Shit church.
Shit church.
In the olden days.
Church of the Latter-day Shits.
Yeah, in the olden days, I used to go to a toddler group there, and once a month, they used to shut us all in the room and do toddler praise. We didn't know which day of the month it was going to, which time
do
in the month
it was going to.
Yeah, they used to shut all the doors and have someone standing by the doors, and then they used to play all these horrible God songs and make the children join in, and you couldn't leave. Even the women of different faiths could not take the children out of the room to do that.
Did they also pin the children's eyelids open and play Beethoven?
Yeah. Yes, they did. Yes, yeah. But no, they didn't do that. No, but anyway,
that was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke, referencing A Clockwork Orange.
So I think that was them trying to get some, you know, younger, fresher blood to the church because all the people were quite old.
Yeah, of course.
But now they've taken a new direction in trying to encourage the youth to come. Do you know what they're doing?
I don't know.
They've changed the name to Vibe Church.
Oh, bloody Nora. I knew it was going somewhere.
It's got a really, like, nice font on it. Like, Vibe Church. Like, the vibe bit is the important bit. It's like the youth will go, oh, yeah, vibe, innit? Let's go vibe.
Vibe.
Let's go vibe tonight.
Vibe Church. Well, you know, I think it does kind of make sense, though, doesn't it? Because, you know, when everybody's praising in a modern church, perhaps gospel church, yeah?
Oh, I love gospel church.
You see, they
know how to praise the fucking Lord, mate.
They're vibing, aren't they?
They should do it, yeah. If everyone did it like that, I wouldn't mind. Get on with it.
Yeah, I want all churches to be like that scene in The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
With James Brown. Yeah, I don't like the particularly stayed. I think generally, though, you get some nice people in these churches.
Oh, yeah, not generalising.
They're just not very good at picking a name for the church.
No.
Unless it's Saint something.
Well, that's easy.
That's easy.
Yeah.
You pick one of your saints.
What's your favourite one?
What's your favourite saint? Name it after that.
Yeah.
Or them.
Yeah.
Well, back in we're here, and I think it's just about time for
Nice Time Widow of the Week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just seems to get better and better.
I know. I think we've been working on it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you rehearse it at home?
No, because this is an improv show.
Yeah, I don't rehearse it at home either.
Although I do sometimes you know, chat to my weirdo friends.
Oh, yeah? Who you got this time?
So I guess that's not really improv.
Yeah, no, that's more research.
We might get struck off the improv chart.
No, you're doing research for improv. That's different. Research.
Yeah. So you're doing the improv bit in this because I'm telling you the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a cool chick to tell you about.
Yeah.
Cool chick, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
She's from Bedford.
In England?
No.
There's another Bedford.
Bedford, Virginia. And it's near the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Why are you singing that like a Cockney? Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Oh, was that the wrong accent? Yeah. I'll do it like Laurel and Hardy, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't do it. In the blue, and you know, it's a nice time song, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Laurel gets hit on the heads and he does the high one.
Yay.
I should do the high one?
Yeah.
Knock me on the head. Yeah, we'll leave it there.
I'll do.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
So, Teresa, she's 44 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of, I like her, you know, she's down to earth.
Yeah, I like down to earth people.
She's, down to earth, salt of the earth.
Oh, salt.
Salt.
Okay.
Salt of the earth.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Yeah, you know, she's just she's grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you grounded?
I think so.
I think I am.
My feet are on the ground.
Exactly, but you got rubber soles, right?
Yeah.
So you're not grounded.
Oh.
You have to.
She
had
bare feet.
Okay. Anyway, I think you'd like her as well.
Yeah.
She's got a funky little style about her.
Yeah.
She's got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
I want to say Kelsey and Robert.
Yeah. Go on then.
Kelsey and Robert are her children.
Yeah.
And she's got a lovely little number down at the Bedford Walmart.
Number?
Job.
Oh, that's not the word for job, is it? Number.
Well, no, but she's got a job. But, you know, probably heard of it.
Yeah.
Big...
Walmart. Asda.
Over here, yeah, they own it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got a personal problem.
Oh, so what's that then?
No matter what she does.
Yeah.
No matter what she eats.
Yeah.
She keeps piling on the pounds. Oh. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear. How frustrating for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless she's happy, like.
She's not.
But she's not happy.
Well, she's trying, you know, she's trying, yeah, she'll eat.
She's trying to lose it.
She tries to eat healthy.
Yeah.
She tries not to drink too much soda.
Yeah.
Or booze. And then she eats plenty of veg.
Plenty of veg?
Plenty of fibre.
Fibre.
You know, roughage.
Yeah.
Plenty of rocks.
What?
Plenty of rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh. Teresa. Come on, mate. Like, you know, the ones you find in the quarry.
Well, she is a bit fussy about her rocks.
Okay.
She's addicted to a particular type of rock.
Yeah.
Igneous one.
Oh, what one?
It's a type of granite.
Yeah.
And she has to drive about an hour away.
Yeah.
Drives an hour away.
Yeah, pick up a load of...
And then she's found a little lay-by.
Yeah.
By the roadside.
Oh.
And then a bank...
Yeah.
This bank of earth and grass and, you know, weeds and stuff. Yeah. She's found some lovely, lovely granite.
That is a lot of fucking effort to get your dinner.
Well, it's a very special rock.
Is it?
Yeah. I should point out this is a supplement to her other food.
Okay.
Anyway, so she'll eat it straight out of the bank.
Really? Sometimes. Just then and there? Take it home and wash it?
You know, it's in small little lumps.
You could say she's a true, like, hunter-gatherer type. Because I bet the cavemen did that. Maybe he didn't eat the rocks. I don't know. Did they?
Well, it's called the Stone Age, isn't it?
Shouldn't she wash them?
No, she likes the earthy flavour.
Okay. Is it mostly earthy flavour? Is there salt involved? Is it a bit salty?
Or? Well, I'll tell you, it's a quartz. It's 50-50, I think. Quartz and I think it's called feldspar.
Oh.
So they're the main two ingredients.
Does she... Is it soft? Can she chew it?
Well, it can, it'll break off in little bits.
Crumbles a bit.
But she does have to chew it.
How's her teeth?
Well, I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she's getting through about 2 pounds of rock a day.
She spends £2 on it? Wait a minute, I bet how much.
Who's selling it on the roadside?
How much is £2?
How much is £2?
Like, wait. Oh, no, hold on. My babies, one of them weighed £7. All right, yeah, okay, I know how much £2 is.
So it's too much.
It's like a baby's head.
She's munching through these little... baby's head, but in little bits.
Yeah.
Well, she said £2. That sounds like a lot now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot.
She's been doing this for 20 years.
Oh, blimey. How's her poo?
Well,
I mean, how's her arsehole? Really, I'm concerned.
Let me just tell you first.
Yeah.
How she got into this.
Yeah, go on.
She was out walking in the countryside.
Yeah.
Nice healthy pursuit, you know, we like that, don't we? She came upon some nice thyme granite. She thought, that looks nice, doesn't it? She gave a little sniff.
Why?
Oh, she sniffed, you know, picked up a bit and
But why?
It.
Why would you sniff it?
Well, she's exploring the world, you know.
I don't go around sniffing bits of countryside.
It's the sort of thing a kid might do.
Yeah.
So she has a sniff.
And I am always praising a childlike, playful attitude
to
life.
That's right.
There we go.
So childlike,
I'm putting judgmental
playful
curl
sniff.
Away. Yeah.
Then she thinks, oh, that smells nice and earthy and rocky.
Yeah.
I'll have a little lick.
Yeah, nice time.
Next, before you know it,
she's
had a little crunch on it as well.
Yeah.
And then she takes some home.
Yeah.
She decides that biting into it's a bit too much like hard work. So she gets a little hammer out. She's been doing this for 20 years. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
She gets a little hammer out. She breaks it up into little chunks, puts them into little pill bottles.
Yeah.
And carries them around with her so she can have a snack whenever she wants.
At least she's not snorting it, like powdering it up.
Yeah, silver linings.
You know, when she has a dinner party, is she like, she's like, everybody else is eating their lasagna, and she's like, I'm just going to go in my granite cupboard.
Yeah, instead of grated cheese.
Yeah, she's sprinkling the rocks over it.
A nice bit of granite.
In the pepper grinder. Got rocks in the pepper grinder.
She gets through about 10 pepper grinders a year.
Yeah.
That didn't come out well, did it? I cut that out.
Nah, it's good.
So like we said, she doesn't wash them. She likes it earthy.
Yeah.
But it crossed my mind when she was telling me about this. We started the discussion. We started her story mentioning her weight problem.
Yeah.
Could be.
Down to the rocks.
Down to the rocks. It immediately occurred to me, rocks are heavy.
Quite heavy, but would they make you put on weight like that?
Not in the way that sugar would.
No.
But just physically, because I think there's some in her guts.
Yeah, that's just all stocked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
She gone to the doctor?
Well, she she has been persuaded by her family. Her kids are worried.
Yeah, I bet.
They, you know, if she kept it a secret, she'd sneak off and do it. She wouldn't do it in front of them. Like a lot of my friends, they've got these dark secrets, haven't they?
Got their quirks.
They don't tell their family about their obsessions.
They just tell you.
Well, the kids then, they confront her.
Yeah.
What's known as an intervention.
It's us or the rocks.
It's us or the rocks. She doesn't want to quit.
No.
But she has got stomach pain. She's had problems, as you may have... You may have deduced earlier.
With her arsehole.
With her arsehole. She's got problems with her guts.
Yeah.
She'll sometimes snack driving along.
Oh.
And on about 3 occasions, she's choked at the wheel.
Oh, dear.
She's had got a bit stuck in her throat.
Yeah, I was going to say that must happen
She's
sometimes.
Driving a car.
Yeah, dangerous for everyone.
She's got the kids in the back. No, she hasn't got the kids in the back. But, so in her effort to quit, do you know what she's done?
What's she done?
She's tried a few rock alternatives.
Edible ones.
Yeah, so they're like your heroin addicts. They'll try methadone, won't they? And that's easier to get off, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So she's tried plain old dirt.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Have a little mouthful of dirt.
Will that be? I suppose it's softer at least.
It's earthy.
Yeah.
Better for her teeth.
Just like the earthy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say she has lost a couple of teeth.
Ooh. I did ask about her teeth. You said you'd get to that.
Yeah, I just got to it there.
She's lost a couple.
She's cracked a couple. The other alternatives, though, in the methadone vein.
Yeah.
Ash. Nice bit of ash.
Oh, smoky. That's like smoked dirt.
It doesn't sound nice. I stick to granite, but doggy treats.
Oh, mate, come on, Teresa.
Anyway, the kids are really upset and worried. They send her to the doctor.
You know what she should do?
What? You know what you should do?
You know what you should do? What about, what else would be good? I'm just thinking of another food that's like rocky. Why don't you just get addicted to gobstoppers? For now.
It's an idea, isn't it?
And then, I know that's sugary, isn't it? But
yeah, she was earthy.
It's not earthy, is it?
What's an earthy gobstopper? Pebble.
Oh, what about those chalky lollies?
Eh?
Chalky lollies.
What's a chalky lolly?
You know, the lollies, they're like chalky one. They're like, you know, they were around in your day.
I don't know what they are.
What do they call them?
In the 50s.
They've always existed. Always. Since before time.
Well, I mean, I can offer that suggestion. I don't know what they are, but... You do a bit of research. Send me a link. I'll send it over.
All right.
Anyway, the doctor says...
Yeah.
This is the crux. The doctor says these little pieces of rock, they can accumulate in your guts.
Ooh.
They can then fuse... Rather like concrete.
Oh, no.
So you end up with a blockage.
Shit.
Deadly.
But, yeah.
You don't want one of those. Potentially fatal, obviously.
Have they scanned her for a block?
Yeah, they do a scan.
Yeah.
They notice, or they do some tests as well.
Yeah.
She has got a few symptoms to worry about.
Okay.
But it's really the idea of concrete.
Yeah.
In her intestines.
Yeah.
It kind of puts her off.
Yeah.
She's decided she's going to meet them halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's not going to quit overnight.
Yeah.
Because the cravings, the withdrawal symptoms, they don't bear thinking about.
No.
But anyway, she's decided she's going to cut down.
Yeah.
To two little snacks a day.
Okay, that's better.
It's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Better than 2 pounds.
Yeah. A day, a baby's head.
That does
worth.
Sound like more than possible.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So two little snacks, that's...
I can't believe after 20 years she's still alive, to be honest.
I know, I thought that blockage would have happened earlier.
You know, I did try and give her my advice as well.
Yeah?
Maybe have a bit of broccoli.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Stay strong, Teresa. Eat some tasty stuff. How about that? It's not like granite even gives you a nice buzz.
I tell you what. Yeah? Tell you what.
What?
Earthy.
Yeah?
Mushrooms. There you
See?
Go.
Loads and loads of mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, that's Teresa's story, and the kids are a little bit, you know, their minds have been set at ease slightly.
Good.
They're going to try and persuade her. They're going to keep at it.
Yeah.
But that's Teresa's story.
I likes it. Well done, Teresa. Keep strong. Don't fall back off the wagon. That rocky wagon.
I think we've just about run out of time.
Yeah.
So it just remains to say, Abyssinia.
Yeah.